Hi, KTWB, did you have a request?
Yeah, Cruise by Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, we just played
that a few minutes ago. Sorry.
We'll see what we can do. Brian and Tyler from Florida Georgia Line join us this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How's it going?
Is this a little early for you guys? I know you guys are busy.
Nah, we just put some Baileys in the coffee, man. We rocking.
They're already ready to go. Where are you at this morning?
We're in Richmond, Virginia.
You had to think about that, didn't you?
For a second.
We understand. A lot of cities. You guys are busy out on the road right now playing a lot of shows.
We're working hard and loving every minute of it, you know, but it definitely all runs together, but we're having a blast out here and loving being on stage every night.
Can't wait to get you back here in the area. October 3rd, up in Brookings. Tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. Back when we first saw you guys on the Country Throwdown Tour, how different was it doing that tour from when you guys are out on your own headlining?
Man, you know what? It's a little different. I mean, you know, there's a little bit more. Our set's a little shorter, and there's a few more things that are involved. But you know what, man? It's kind of fun to mix it up, do some support shows, and then do some headline shows. And we're just excited for the headline tour, man. Excited to get out there and finally get the fans that they've been asking for.
Did you ever think that you'd be headlining your own tour this soon?
You know, probably not this soon, and probably, you know, not this big. You know, something that we've been wanting to do, you know, for a long time and been dreaming of. But, man, I don't think at this level and, you know, this fast, it's blown us away for sure.
That's what happens when you have a number one album.
I guess so.
Like 2 years in a row, you had the big summer, and then they remixed it with Nelly. Did you guys actually meet Nelly before the remix was made?
Not before, man. A couple weeks after, I believe it was. And, yeah, it's kind of done over the internet in the studio and all that. And then, man, when we heard it first time, we probably listened to it 100 times that day on the bus. Couldn't wait for the world to hear it, man.
Whose idea was that? Who said, hey, I've got an idea?
You know what? It's kind of a culmination of a couple different things. He's a label mate. We had some pop radio stations wanting a different version they could play. He was interested in the song, and we were obviously big fans of Nelly. The idea got thrown out and kicked it around, and you know, a couple days later, we got the remix back, and we fell in love with it, man. And we just thought, you know, kind of like icing on the cake. Nobody saw Cruise coming. We didn't expect it to be that big. And
sure.
You know, we said if it fails, and it, you know, that's fine. Cruise had, you know, had a lot of success, and we're proud of that. And, you know, if it fails, we can ride around in our trucks with it and share it with our friends. But I guess, you know, obviously that wasn't the case. You know, people, you know, loved it. So very, very cool.
It's a great tune.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
well, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, we have some questions. I'm gonna ask you guys a question, and you have to say the name of the person. So if you think the answer is Brian, say Brian. If you think the answer is Tyler, say Tyler. And it doesn't have to be you. You're just
going to answer the question, and you got to do it quickly, courtesy of our listeners. They called in this morning and said, okay, here's our questions for Florida Georgia Line.
Here's your first question. Who is better looking, Brian or Tyler? Who's
better
looking?
I'm going to go with myself. That's kind of an awkward question for two grown men to be answering.
Hey, it's the 1990s. You're fine. all right. All right. Please answer Brian or Tyler, whichever you think. Who is a better singer?
Ooh.
Again, I'm going to go with myself.
You kind of have to, don't you?
We should
ask the fans these questions.
You could lie and say the other person. Who's a better cook?
Tyler probably would be. He gets these little late night ideas, and he'll start making some random stuff together.
Who can bench more?
Ooh.
That's a good question. I don't know if we've ever had a benching competition.
All right, who says they bench more? I mean, what do you... Brian, what do you...
Tyler.
Oh, okay.
Tyler. All right.
Who can grow a better beard?
Brian.
I think you guys can use all these as competitions if you want. I know it's going to be a long tour, and instead of coming up with...
You're on the bus, you know, you got things you need to do.
Beard growing competition. Well, we are happy to have you guys in the area. We can't thank you enough for being on the air with us, too, and coming, but I know you guys are busy. You're in Richmond, Virginia tonight, and then it just doesn't stop until you get here in October, does it?
No, it doesn't, and we like it that way, man. We're excited to continue rocking, finish out this year as strong as we can, man. We said it January 1st, we wanted to work harder than we did last year, so got to finish strong.
We have one more question that was given to us by our listeners, and I'm sure you've answered this many, many times, but definitively, can you tell us, where did the name the Florida Georgia Line come from?
I'm going to let Tyler take that one.
Yeah, man, well, I'm from Georgia and BK's from Florida, and that's kind of where we meet in the middle creatively and as friends, and that's where the magic happens, man, so that's about as creative as we could get.
The actual line, we wanted to represent more so, you know, the creativity side and the music more so than just a place on the map a little deeper, you know?
It's a pleasure having you guys on the show. I know Chris said it earlier. You guys are really busy right now. You're out in the throes of your tour, and you're on the hanging out with Luke Bryan a lot. Is Luke as nice a guy as we think he is?
Man, Luke's awesome. He is, you know, definitely been kind of a mentor to us and been really good to us. And his whole crew, it's been an amazing tour to be on and be a part of. And couldn't be more proud of it, man. We really feel like we got, you know, a huge opportunity to be on this tour, and it's been massive for us and for everybody on it. So just very blessed to be a part of, you know, something this big.
All right, Florida Georgia Line, they're coming to see us in Brookings. The date is October 3rd. Tickets go on sale when, Chris Carter?
Tomorrow at 10 a.m. at all Ticketmaster locations. Brian and Tyler, thanks for joining us.
Y'all be good. Thank you, guys.